Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right.
Welcome back.
Big Red Sox news. Woo!
Oh, yeah,
Hot stove, baby! Hot stove! Put it on the stove. Let's cook it up.
I tell you what, I wish there was like a CBA agreement every single year. I kind of do.
Just because we talked about this.
Give me a free agent deadline now. This is kind of teasing me a little bit. I kind of like it. The flurry of signings. Everybody's kind of signing here. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, there's a lot of guys left, but
Max Scherzer signs big deals. Seager signing a big deal.
Seager, 10 years, 325.
Javi Baez.
Yeah, Baez goes
Correa
to Detroit.
Sweepstakes.
I don't know where Correa ends up. He hasn't signed yet. He's probably going to be post-CBA. I don't know what's going on, but your Boston Red Sox,
How about them Red Sox?
They have signed James Paxton.
Oh, sweet.
James Paxton.
Oh, I so know him.
So they're going to pay him $10 million next year. With two club options, they're going to be 25, so basically a two-year, $25 million deal after this year. Now, James Paxton, in 2020 with the Yankees, had elbow soreness, elbow issues, only threw five games, and then it was one of those things where I'm going to pitch my way through it. I'm going to rehab, it didn't work out, I'm going to pitch my way through it. So last year, he signed with Seattle. He threw one game, last inning and a third, Tommy John. He had Tommy John April 28th last year, and the Red Sox gave him $10 million for this season. Now, just keep in mind, as far as timeline
Wait,
on Tommy John.
He had Tommy John.
April, at the end of April, this past season.
Oh, okay.
Didn't pitch the rest of the year. Chris Sale had Tommy John in March 28th, okay, in 2020, and came back in August of 21. So if you say it's a month later. So Paxton might be available when? In September, if everything goes well? In September of
Maybe.
This year?
It's been 10 months.
The Red Sox just paid him $10 million to rehab, to get him for two more years at 25. So, listen, I like the signing, okay, because I think he's a good pitcher. I think you get back to 95, left side, and he'll get his elbow fixed. And in 2023 and 24, you got a nice piece to this rotation, albeit, listen, he'll be 33, 34, but still, he can pitch at that age.
You know, he's 33 now.
He's 33 now, but he'll be 34, whatever it is, right? So, yeah, I don't mind it at all, but it doesn't help you this year. Like it doesn't help you this year. This is just, once again, like Waka's pitching depth, hopefully seventh, eighth starter. Paxton's for 2023-24. They have still not addressed this rotation, but this is a good future signing.
So who is Pat Light?
Pat Light used to pitch here. He threw 100 miles an hour.
So he was good.
He struck out Mike Trout.
Okay. Yeah. I saw that. He says, I have no idea who this Paxton character is. I have no idea. I've never seen him pitch in my life.
Yes.
But Pat Light says, I'll quote him from Twitter. He says, Paxton has great bleep. S-H, you know what I, yes. you know what I mean. When
he
healthy.
He does.
What's the word?
No, you know what I mean. He says he's pleased with the signing. Yeah. So there's a co-sign right there from Pat Light, who would know pitchers. Says it's a good deal.
Before the injury that he had in New York, he is 3.57 ERA. You know, this guy is a good pitcher. He strikes guys out. He's good. But it's funny because everybody kind of commented on, like, typical, like, small market Red Sox going out. And I'm like,
Typical small market Red Sox?
Here's the thing. How many small market teams do you know pay a guy $10 million to not pitch? It doesn't happen. This is actually the Red Sox acting like a major market, big market club. They just paid $10 million to not pitch for you this year.
It's a long shot.
For 2020, to get a bargain in 23-24, hopefully. And if he has, like, you know, if things don't go well and he's got to have a second one before he even picks up another ball, they can just get out of it if they want.
So what
they
was he making?
$10 million.
What was he making with his last team? I mean, so my thing is, if you're saying this is all about getting a bargain for for what, 23, 24, because he's not really going to pitch in 22.
Well, here's the thing. He signed for $12.5 million for the Yankees in 2020. That was like kind of being a healthy pitcher.
The COVID year.
Yeah, so it was like a two-year deal. They signed him for $20 million, and then he got hurt. Seattle last year, after only throwing like, 20 innings of the Yankees, gave him $8.5 million. So they're giving this guy $10 million to not pitch this year. Like, he might come back, in August or September. But if you remember, like, Sale did. Syndergaard didn't. He didn't pitch at all last year. Severino came back. He was a one-inning guy out of the bullpen. So I don't really – but this is a big market move. This is paying a guy $10 million. It's like, Blind Bloom doing what Tampa does. When does Tampa ever sign a guy for $10 million who can't pitch? Who can't help them?
Never. They'd sign 10 guys for $1 million.
They don't sign anybody for $10 million. They said Morton for $15 million. Is it the most money they ever give up? Like, no, this is a big market move, but it did not address. And the more I look at it, it is just Stroman. I don't see them getting in on Stroman either because he's too much contact. They're going to have to make a trade. They're going to have to trade. They're going to have to look at Oakland and trade one of those guys that they have over there, Manaea, Montas, Bassett, the other guy. I know Cincinnati's dealing some people. I could see Bobby Dalbec and Jarren Duran fitting very nicely in Oakland. Very nicely in Oakland.
Jarren Duran has all that room to run around, all that foul.
He can run around.
Fly
ball to right center. He can run around circles for days before he gets there, which he usually does. Like, I don't give up on Duran. Move Duran. Move him.
Give up on Dalbec?
Move him. Dalbec? I'd move him. I'd use Dalbec. Dalbec would be a big piece. Like, a team like Oakland? You know Oakland, what they love? What do they love? They love like 6'3 white guys. Right?
Who does? The Athletics?
The whole team.
The Athletics.
Olson, all these
everybody.
Guys.
Everybody.
That's it. That's
the master race team.
Yeah, no, I think both those guys would fit in perfectly out in Oakland. But that's how they're going to – I think that's how they're going to address it. The other one, too, is the this outcry, right, for this lockout that we're going to have here. 11:59 p.m. tonight.
Okay.
Big lockout. Everyone's all concerned about this lockout. So where was it?
Is this optics that we're talking about? How dare you fight about money and care about your future of your profession?
This is what Jeff Passan on ESPN.com wrote. He says, by all means, if you want to be basic and misinformed, go ahead and push the narrative. The truth is, as far as being pissed off about the lockout, the truth is right now a lockout doesn't affect you, the fan. It is a business doing business thing. So, and I agree. So it's basically like, if you want to have that take that you're pissed off about the lockout, in December 1st, like it's going to affect you now, I think it's just like it's
you're looking to be irritated.
It's a
outrage. Well, no, yeah, it's like, how dare you? It's the Dan Shaughnessy of the world that say, how dare you? I'm going to watch another sport.
Funny you should say that because he actually wrote an article today, pissed off about the lockout.
Really?
And now baseball can't afford it in December. Listen, you want to bitch about April 1st, right? The first week of April when the season starts. If there's no resolution and you're not playing baseball, by all means, bitch all you want. Even spring training, end of February. If there's no spring training, end of February, bitch all you want. But how is a lockout December 1st affecting anything? If anything, it brought you joy for a week. All these signings everywhere. I know you didn't get anything, but it was like action. Why am I pissed off about a lockout December 1st? It's been a lock. I tell you what, the last two, three off seasons has been a lockout from December 1st to January 1st because nobody has signed a damn thing since mid-January. It's been a lockout like every single year. So I don't understand why you even be pissed. Be pissed when it starts affecting you. And it's going to be a lot of noise. Let me go to this guy, John, right, in Norton real quick. Go to the calls. John, what's going on, man? Yo,
hey,
Lou Christian.
Yo.
Hey, Lou. So I'm at a loss for the Paxton signing. How you commit $10 million guaranteed this year for a guy that you don't know if he's going to pitch at all? It just I don't get it. And then I want to know if you know any more about Tampa signed Kluber for 1 year, $8 million. And there's some stuff floating around. The Red Sox were close. I mean, he lives here in the off season. I just can't believe they wouldn't have made a stronger pitch for him because I know he was hurt part of the year, but he finished strong for the Yankees. And I'm just overall concerned with what he's done or not done.
You do know Paxton's not a one-year deal, right?
Yeah, with two club option years.
Yeah, that's what this signing is for. This rotation in 23-24.
Guaranteed, he may not pitch at all.
Yeah, I know. So now we do wait. Do we want them to spend money or no? Do we want them to act like a big market team or be cheap? Because this is a big market move. They're blowing $10 million on a guy so they can have him in 23 and 24.
Oh, so you think that's what it's all about? You blow $10 million this year in hopes that he's going to be strong for the 2 years after it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. If that comes to fruition, then you're okay.
Yeah. No, listen. I mean, they're banking on him coming back from Tommy John. Thanks for the call, John. Like most pitchers do. And, you know, it's sort of like this year. If they gave Chris Sale $10 million to come out and pitch in August and September, but they know they have him for 2 years at 25, the next 2 years, and you hope that Sale this year and next year pitches like he can. And if James Paxton pitches like he can in 23-24, $12.5 million for 2 years will be a steal. But it's not for this year. It didn't address their need this year. And I don't know how, you know, they're not going to do it in free agency. They're going to have to do it through the trade. So we'll see how that thing all unfolds. All right, listen, we come up next. This is something that we talked about briefly with Rodney Harrison. And it had to do with, like, Bill Belichick and going for it on fourth down and where he ranks. There was an article talking about analytics, and it's got Foyer's head spinning. By the way, this hour, Maloney and Foyer is sponsored by Torico Tractor in Ayer, Mass. We'll do all that next. Plus, a trademark from one Mac Jones. See what it is next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What it comes down to is a lot of these coaches, They don't have something that they can stand on. They need that assistant. They need that confidence. They need for the analytics to say, yeah, this is a great chance. As opposed to coaches like Landry and Belichick back in the day, it was more of a feel. A lot of coaches are followers in this league. But the one thing they can't, like, it's the human factor. Like, think about the human factor. Think about if I wake up in the morning and you say if I'm a good player and you're a good player and I got into an argument with my wife and I'm not feeling good and I'm not having a great day and I'm not going to play, you know, a great game, that affects how people perform. And that's the human element that analytics can't get into.
That was well said.
Rodney Harrison, who joined the show, joins us every single Wednesday at 4:30. But today,
it's a revolving time.
Yeah, we had to bump him up to 2:30, but he's talking about teams going for it on fourth down, you know, and how it's the human element is gone. We get in this all the time with analytics, you know, numbers, what they tell you you should and shouldn't do, and whether it's a large sample size, small sample size, human element, knowing your players, you know, again, knowing how they're feeling lately. In baseball, you see it all the time. Like, this is what we should be doing, but this guy doesn't feel good. I want to put a bunt down even though the numbers don't tell me to. So That's just him talking about the fourth downs. And I thought it was interesting because on ESPN, ESPN.com, the article reads, how good is your NFL coach on fourth down calls? They rank all 32. Now, fourth down trends they have. I think it's interesting that just let's go back, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Ooh.
Right? 2021, 2019. So you go back to 2017, five seasons ago. 555 attempts on fourth down. Right now, this year, the league is on pace for 924 fourth down attempts. Right now, it's 838. It's the highest it's ever been. And you're only 12 games in, and it's the highest it's ever been. You want to go back 10 years, go back to 2012, 10 seasons ago. 481 attempts on fourth down. You already have 838, 924 on pace for. So okay. Everyone's going for it on fourth down. And I, honestly, sometimes I watch games, and I think it's like reckless. Like, I think it's
How do they decide to do it?
I think Rodney's onto something. You got some young coaches that are just like, you know, they have the numbers to back it up. If they don't go to it, if they don't get fourth and two from their own 40-yard line, you want, because the numbers say you should go for it from your own 40, even early in the game, they'll come back at the podium and say, well, listen, you know, that's what we do.
We're going to go forward, and we're going to go forward.
Yeah, the numbers support it.
What stood out to me is, that, okay, so this has become a trend in football, which drives me crazy because it's really it's a baseball thing. And baseball baseball and your managers, they're getting carried away, and you know, suddenly the nerds are telling the managers and the coaches what to do based on math problems, okay? And this is what the league source estimates, that 28 of 32 head coaches have what they call game management specialists, Lou, with about 10 of those being members of the team's analytics department.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're in July right now. Well, we're talking about probability.
If only 10 has an analytics department, I would
but
say
But the thing is that
this baseball.
This is nothing new. Can I just say that? This is nothing new. Most teams have a guy that sole job is just to give you the odds. Okay? And I just feel like they're getting deeper into the weeds and they're getting more numbers and they're bringing in more variables to try and convince these coaches to go for it on fourth down. Hey, the chart says to go for it. Okay, I'll go for it. Does it mean you'll be a better team? Like, when I read this article, I was freaking out because I don't even know if the Arizona Cardinals are really good or if they're really bad, because they have the Arizona Cardinals being ranked number one and they have the Patriots ranked 29th. Okay, so obviously the Cardinals, great team right now.
You know who the worst is?
Who?
Mike Tomlin.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
So when I say stuff to you like this, Lou, when I say non-obvious fourth down error rate, that sounds like a baseball stat.
Does it not? Non-obvious. So it's not obvious.
So what is it? What does that
fourth
even mean?
Down error
non-obvious
rate.
Fourth down error rate. How about win probability sacrificed on fourth down errors?
Yay, baseball.
What does that mean?
I think that's
I don't even know what it means.
I think that's where Volin was talking about it. Win probability sacrificed on fourth down errors. So remember like the whole situation like Belichick, I think it was the Tampa game. They went for the field goal, they missed the field goal. And because of that, his win probability by trying to kick the field goal actually went down.
Okay, so listen to this. So they got the Arizona Cardinals and Cliff Kingsbury being first. So the example they give, here's their most notable fourth down call. So the Cardinals are down 33-31 in the season's week 2 game against the Vikings with 6:12 left in the fourth quarter. So the Cardinals faced a 4th-and-5 from the Vikings 44. Kyler Murray hit wide receiver Christian Kirk for a 35-yard pass that put Arizona at the Vikings 6, and 4 plays later, they kicked a field goal. Okay, ended up winning the game 34-33, which eventually turned into a 7-0 record.
Yeah, but think
excellent
about that,
job.
Though.
So they're going to sit there and look at that one fourth down play, saying that's the reason why they're now 7-0 because they're ballsy. I mean, please, it's the second game of the season.
But what I'm saying is like goes back to like the in game situation. All right, the situation they put out there is 6 minutes to go. It's 4th-and-5 from the 44, the Vikings. You're on the other side of the football field, too far for a field goal, 61-yard field goal. So you're sort of in the zone where you're like, okay, should we do this or not? And they went for it. Like, I'm fine with that. But I feel like you see it so often in some of these games. Like, they're going for it early in games on their own side of the football field.
So how about this one? Okay, so the New York Jets are ranked number 4, all right?
Jets?
Okay, the Jets are ranked number 4. Now, again, I feel like that's supposed to be good, but the example they give in this article is they go back to week 1. So the Jets trail the Panthers 3-0. Ooh, 3-0. What a high scoring game. What a track meet. Okay, in the second quarter, and faced a 4th-and-1 at the Panthers 42.
No problem. Go
so
for
the
it.
Jets ran inside, and running back Tevin Coleman was stopped for a 1 yard loss.
Oh, that's your problem. Tevin Coleman's a running back.
Saleh in his first game showed an aggressive side, but it backfired and set a tone for the entire season. On the ensuing play, the Panthers scored on a 57-yard touchdown pass to take control of the game. So you're telling me that the Jets suck because of what they did in week one on fourth down?
In the second
then
quarter.
If that is the case, shouldn't they be at the tail end of this ranking? They should be like last.
Well, his win probability sacrificed on fourth down ranked 6th.
What does that
18.4%.
Mean? I don't know what it means. I need a mathematician to
it's
call
time
up.
For some baseball,
I don't.
I'd say.
I don't know what it means. So that is my problem
well,
with
Well, he's
this.
Number one in non-obvious fourth down error rate. I don't know if you knew that or not. And if that changed your opinion
again,
on him.
Don't
Everybody
know,
knows that.
Don't know what it means.
So Bill Belichick, as you pointed out, is ranked 29th. So what kills him is this non-obvious fourth down error rate. He ranks 30th in the league. Win probability sacrificed on fourth down, 20th.
Ken. Do you use this for fantasy football?
I think I understand the first one, the win probability sacrificed. So, you know, you should have went for it. The numbers say you should have went for it. You didn't. The numbers say you shouldn't go for it, and you did. So I get that part of it, right? But the non-obvious fourth down error rate, the difference in expected versus actual fourth down conversions. So what if you're expected to convert and do or don't, like, I don't know, that's where he's minus 2.7%.
See, the thing that Tyler's giving me is this whole surrender.
This was
index.
The Dallas one.
Yeah. And to me,
back to
I just don't think it's as simple as just looking at the numbers to determine whether or not you should go for it or not.
No, I understand, but we went over this before. Like that Dallas Tampa one, like Dallas is the good one. We had these conversations. Why is he being conservative, you know, and so much on fourth down? Because that Dallas team you mentioned, I mean, they were going up and down the field, they put up 500 plus yards. And it's this surrender index. New England decided to punt to Dallas from their own 46 on 4th-and-3 with 7:53 to go in overtime. It was tied 29-29. And this is like the most glaring example of Belichick's fourth down decisions.
Okay.
4th-and-3 with Dallas. They're going up and down the field. You're in overtime. You're at your own 46. Sure, if you miss it, okay, I understand. They're probably going to come down and kick a field goal. But early in the year, given where you were then, it was sort of like the same thing with that, you know, the Tampa Bay game. Now, listen, Folk, I would probably still kick it. I get it. But like you said, you're going to give Brady back the ball with whatever time left. So the cup against two teams that move the football, you decide not to go for it, which is uncharacteristic. Usually when playing teams that can move the football, he does go for it.
So let's say one of your game management specialists on your team's analytics department has already crunched the numbers, right? They're doing it in real time upstairs. Like they're doing it in real time right next to the offensive defensive coordinator. And suddenly they're saying, hey, listen, okay, I need an answer right now. What does the chart tell me to do? Hold on. I just received a piece of paper. I got to plug this in. Lou Maloney didn't get any sleep last night because he was drunk. Well, Lou Maloney's our right guard. Does that lower our chances of actually getting the first down? Because maybe maybe his timing's off. That would change it. I mean, that is honestly the human element, which is what Rodney was talking about, I think is so crucial. And I guarantee you they don't have a line for that. They don't. So when all these nerds come up and say, well, you're stupid, you didn't go for it. Shut up. I just want to tell you to shut up, nerd.
Is Patricia the game management specialist on this team, you think?
I don't think he has a title. Not.
I kind of think he is.
You think he's
you
a
do.
Well, yeah. He is a rocket scientist.
Well, I think he's kind of taken, you know, not fully, but that Ernie Adams role. Yeah. His confidant.
Although Ernie Adams never was signing a contract.
Game management specialist.
Ernie Adams was never signing anybody's contract. Like
he was never doing that. Not full role, but you know, he's involved in some contracts. We obviously know that. He's involved in cutting players. He was in Cam Newton when they cut him. But
contracts. Coach would like to see you bring
but
your playbook.
But I do think that he's part of a strategist. I don't know. We'll see. All right, Listen, we had this debate yesterday about where Mac Jones ranks. And luckily for me, Mike Tannenbaum put out his quarterback ratings. You'll find out where he ranks him. And how similar is Mac Jones to Jimmy G, 2019 Jimmy G? We'll look at some numbers. We'll do it next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wind, mean. Rain, nasty, phallic symbols thrown on the field left and right.
Yep, dildos like everywhere.
You name it. Okay, that's going to be a tough challenge.
Yep, dodge the dildo. It's like a game you play in the third quarter.
I love. I want to try and play dodge the dildo one night. We'll see how it ends up.
I think I think you're playing a different game.
Yeah, we'll take it right to the forehead. right to the forehead. And what if it leaves a mark? There will be dildos thrown on the field. But before we go, I had a question for you because this happened to me this morning.
Yeah,
and I'm curious to know if this has ever happened to you or anybody listening right now. I woke up this morning, and it happens a lot, with a random song playing in my head. Like, I woke up, as soon as my alarm went off, I got up, and I was singing the song as I was going to the bathroom, to go to the bathroom, and then as I was brushing my teeth, I was singing this song. Like, it just was like...
What song was it?
It wasn't that. Okay, it was a Brooks and Dunn song that I was singing.
Brooks and Dunn?
I have no idea. So I woke up, and I wrote it down real quick because I didn't want to forget about it, and here's what I wrote down, Luke. Woke up to a Brooks and Dunn song.
That's it?
And I didn't write the lyrics. I just was singing a song.
So wait, this song's been in your head all day, and that's what you came up with?
No, it's
Brooks
not
and
in
Dunn
my head
song?
Anymore. It was in the first thing I did when I woke up, I was singing this song. I couldn't even get to the bathroom when I was on the course. I'm so curious, has this ever happened to you?
I don't think I've woke up to singing a song.
I didn't watch a Brooks and Dunn song.
This isn't
song
like
or,
a CTE thing, right? Like voices?
I don't know. No, I don't hear voices. You got hit in the head more than I did.
So you think you had like a dream about this
I didn't,
song?
Listen, my
like
point is I'm telling you, I didn't have a dream about cowboys, about being a country singer, about any of that stuff. I just woke up in
you
the
sure
morning.
About that?
I would have remembered.
You remember
the alarm goes off.
I don't.
I always remember. The good ones I do.
I don't remember dreams.
What do you mean you don't remember?
I don't remember during the day, to be honest with you. I don't remember many things going on.
You used to,
I don't remember yesterday.
I used to, when I was in college, I would keep, hey, anyways, I'm
say
gonna say
dream
anyways.
Journal.
A journal?
I did.
Say dream journal.
This is like an improvement journal?
Dream. No. I kept the dream journal.
Was it underneath your pillow?
No. It's right next to my bedstand, my nightstand, on my nightstand, because I didn't want to forget about it because sometimes they were nutty. And so I'd write them down real quick, and I'd wake up in the morning. I'd be like, what the hell? I don't just listen. It was just
no,
a
no,
random.
No, like a
song. Get their hands on my journal.
So
your
like
answer
a song
is no.
In the morning, and then it's kind of in your head all day long, but... Like, wake up out of bed,
yeah.
Brush my teeth.
Yeah,
Christian, I'm right there with you.
Right? I mean,
really?
I feel like it happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
No, but Ryan, I have nothing, like, it wasn't prompted by anything that I was dreaming about. It was not prompted by anything I did.
But don't you think it's
yesterday.
More of a subconscious? Like, you weren't even aware of that part of your dream?
Maybe.
That's also very possible.
Maybe, doctor. Dr. Maloney.
I didn't consult my dream journal.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm just saying, you know, it's like...
I feel like we should each keep a dream journal and see whose dreams come out wackier.
You know, exactly. I think sometimes you get up in the morning, maybe you go somewhere and the song's on a radio and it's in the background. You're not like singing it, but you get in the house, you start singing it or humming it or something.
No, that's, to me,
and you're like, I don't know why it's in my head. Maybe it was in the car.
To me, that's totally different, though. Like waking up on a random Wednesday morning, singing Brooks and Dunn. I haven't heard a Brooks and Dunn song.
Do you even
song,
like Brooks and Dunn?
No, I love Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm a country fan, but I haven't heard a Brooks and Dunn song
I
in probably
like
10
Dunn.
Years.
Oh.
No, I do like Brooks and Dunn.
Jeez.
I'm a country fan, but I haven't heard a Brooks and Dunn song in probably 5 years.
No one else has either.
I've had the Pointer Sisters suck my head for the
wait
last 10 days.
Wait a second. What do you mean? Why are you dishing on Brooks and
Dunn?
You like
Brooks
and Dunn. Oh, wait. Let's listen to his you know what? Every song or movie that Lou likes... involves something to do with Boston and baseball.
What are you talking
and
about?
And bars and beers and Burger King.
Yeah, you asked me because it was like I had because I'll do some yard work. I got my little country mix. And when I come out of the country mix, it's always like Kenny Chesney, Boston. It is.
It's
I don't
always,
know what to tell you.
It's like your favorite
Chesney.
Your favorite movie is that Kevin Costner movie.
For Love of the Game.
For the Love of the Game. Okay.
Yeah, but it was and the other, he's on the Tigers. He wasn't on the Red Sox.
The song, I know, but it's a older baseball player who gets a second chance. And your favorite song is always Kenny Chesney.
No,
it's
not
always. Like you're obsessed with Kenny
no,
Chesney.
No, Lee Bryce. I like Lee Bryce.
Kenny Chesney and Lee Bryce. Does Lee Bryce have a song about baseball in Boston?
No, boy, you know, and different things. You know, Rumor. Oh, no. This is a good jam, though. It's a good jam. This she wears a baseball stinks. Hat to hide her baby dreads.
What?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's a good jam.
I've never heard a song in my life.
Boss.
She wears a Red Sox cap
so
to hide her baby dreads.
She wears a
Red chilling.
Sox cap.
The girl she was in New England. It's just not.
Oh, you know, so she migrated.
No,
yeah, she keeps her roots, right?
Yeah.
Because people don't leave Boston. They bring the Boston hats with them.
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
She twerks and tells the boys while they're talking. This she's is the, from
this,
Boston.
This is the girl that you're dreaming about.
Huh? Burger King.
This is the one that you like.
That girl right there.
That girl right there Boston. Is your dream.
She's from Boston. This song at Gillette is fantastic. Nightmare. It's outstanding.
Okay. Right. So I guess I'm the only one.
No, you're not, because on the text board at 37937, a lot of people agree with you. Happens to me all the time. Yes, Christian. All the time. I woke
right?
up just singing a song I haven't heard in 40-plus years.
So it's not just a CTE issue.
Yeah. Brooks and Dunsky.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? You know, Brooks.
Maybe that's what it is.
You know what? Hold on.
Brooks and Dunsky.
Since we're kind of randomly talking about you know, a little house cleaning right now.
Yeah.
Texter wants to know what happened with your Christmas tree.
I got, well, Section 5 sucked. I sent the video. Well, it's on Instagram. I think I tweeted
Section 5.
I had done 1 through 4. So I put up 5.
Isn't that a Steve Peralt podcast?
Well, Section 5? No.
Right?
But Section 5 sucked. So I put it up last night, and I put up Section 5, and the section in front of me was all lit. I'm like, oh, look, it's good. And I turned the corner, and the whole backside was out. And then I messed around. I got one strand, like, to go, but that's it. None were broken. Once again, you know, I do, like, the bulb. Whatever it is, the power bulb or the fuses, nothing. No broken bulbs, nothing. It's just shot. It's
My
done.
My favorite part of that video is we, as the viewers, know that the back half of the Christmas tree doesn't work before you find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see Lou's reaction.
No.
Oh,
no, the best part of the video is the commentary from the peanut gallery from his wife. Like
how
totally
about the kid?
Just
Mason, what happened to the lights?
The dog
got enough lights, kid. Don't
worry
about
it. Here's
Lou
trying
tree.
To put together this, literally looking like Clark W. Griswold, trying to put the lights on the tree. Everybody watching and commenting about how bad it looks.
You got an extra string of white lights? I gotta put some white lights in
here. No, we threw them all out when we bought the tree.
You can check it out on Instagram for Loney 4. Yeah, check it out. The video's there.
Yeah, you didn't
tell you
lose
what,
it.
Section 6 was fantastic. I put that puppy up, and boom, it just popped. All the lights worked. Thank God.
I tell you what, that is a high-end tree, though, because usually with
it's a beast. With
pre-lit fake trees, I only have 3 sections because my tree is not bigger than yours, okay? See, you're compensating for something. I don't have to worry about it. So I got my little tree, and you usually put the base down, then you put the second part on, and then you plug the lights in towards the root, like the trunk of the fake tree.
Yeah.
You literally just put yours in, and the lights go on. Like, it's that high end. Tree goes in, light goes on. Like, you don't plug anything except the base to the wall.
Once the base is plugged, everything's connected. And that's, I think, the biggest issue I've got. So I got to get a string of lights because there's definitely some sections that aren't, like, lit. But that's whatever. It's up. It's good. We're
okay.
All set.
All right. The only place you'll want to be is a I want a star that sings that song.
We're all set.
I want a star. You have a Baby Yoda on the top of your tree.
Mm-hmm.
You want Lady Gaga.
I want Lady Gaga.
Should I go to this guy?
Yeah, what the hell?
Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve? Go ahead. You're on
Lou
and Christian.
Guys, how are you, Lou?
Good.
Christian, I woke up yesterday morning. You're going to laugh. I woke up to a song by Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Don't pull your love out on me, honey. I was like, are you kidding me? I haven't heard that song in 15 years.
Okay.
Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
All right.
I couldn't make that up in a million years. I'm like, so when you said that, I'm like, he's right. I mean, it happens to me. Like, every now and then, it's crazy. Songs out of the blue.
See, yep. You and Steve.
Yep. Okay, perfect. I know. I'm telling you. I am going
Thanks,
to.
Steve.
Here's what I'm going to do. Okay, starting tonight, I am going to, one, I'm going to keep a dream journal.
Back to your dream journal.
I'm going
to
keep a dream. I'm going to start a dream journal today, and I will every time I have a relevant dream, I will share it with you, and then you try to dissect what my dream means. What?
Now that you're married, will that dream journal?
I don't have dreams of other
trouble?
Women. Never have dreams of other
women.
You dream
of that, like, college? Little,
listen, if I have a dream, it's probably the woman that's singing
that song. I had a dream last night of this girl I met back 20 years ago.
No.
You know?
That like, doesn't happen
to me.
That's
not in the journal.
No.
It was 1993. No. I had my whole life in front of me.
Yep. Yep. We go to Frankie in Manchester. Frankie, what's up, man? You're on with Lou and Christian.
Hey, guys. I just want to say, I'll admit, I listened to the other station for a long time.
Yeah.
And I gave you guys this week listening to you. And honestly, I'm so glad that I switched. You guys are amazing, and you make me laugh.
Well, keep that's good.
I appreciate it.
I feel like Lou's coming out
Frankie,
of the show.
Frankie, you got
a
real tree or a fake tree?
I got a real tree. I just cut it down this past weekend.
Yeah, you have any incidences with, like, ants and squirrels and bugs?
Squirrels.
Nope. No squirrels, thank God. And the turkey didn't deflate.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good, yeah. And, I mean, you go real tree. Listen, I love the real tree. I love the smell of the real tree. It's just that we had an incident with bugs and stuff. That's all. So I went to the fake puppy. And now I was just a little bit pissed. I ran out of bulbs, too. I had to go order more online. I forget the name of the company. Yeah, like little bulbs, putting them back on there. That master bulb, by the way, that thing
working?
Is like, listen, the master bulb doesn't work.
What's a master bulb?
Like on top of it, the big bulb, or like it's the white bulb, not the green bulb. And they're like, well, just replace the master bulb. And I'm like, not one time that I replaced all the master bulbs that anything worked. Nothing changed. The master bulb is a fraud.
Oh, I think the whole thing is a racket.
There's nothing to do with anything.
The whole thing's a racket. They purposely go out, so they force you, because they know that most people will just say, screw it, and they will just go buy another one.
I got a tree
instead of trying
life.
To fix it.
Huh?
Think about it. Why would the big Christmas tree manufacturers have trees that last you years and years and years? No, they got to be faulty after 2 or 3 years.
It's like an iPhone, huh?
Yeah.
No, the key.
Oh, it's so funny how my battery just sort of runs out after 2.5 years or
Very
2 years. I just got through paying it off
and
stopped leasing it or whatever the hell they make you do. And all of a sudden the battery's shot. You're like, why isn't it charging quick? Oh, sir, you need a new phone. Oh, isn't that convenient? So, see, I got that freaking tree. I was going to say something else. I got that tree. Because I thought it was like a 10-year investment, right?
No.
And I started
no.
adding up how much the real big trees cost. And I'm thinking, okay, after a few years, I'm going to be on the other side of it. No. After a few years, you know what? So screw it. I'm just going to buy a bunch of white lights and hang the son of a bitch up. It doesn't light up anything. And I'm going to just string the lights on it. It's old school. It's the same thing. Like a real tree doesn't come with lights. You just string up on it, right?
No.
So why can't I do that with my big fake thing?
Why don't the key is like, so don't get a pre-lit fake Christmas tree. Just get a fake Christmas tree with no lights.
Well, that's what
that's the real Christian, that's what I got. But
that's what I basically got.
But you know what looks really worse? Okay, what looks even worse is when you have a pre-lit Christmas tree, fake Christmas tree, with the lights that aren't working. Then you like, you know.
Well, lights got to match.
What?
What if the lights don't match?
Well, no,
what if you buy white lights that
don't
match?
You just don't plug them in.
Weird.
You just don't plug.
Do I just go colored?
It just looks like cheap and nasty. If I was
you, can I go like multicolored lights?
No,
to go along with the white.
No, I would not do that.
I don't think the wife's going to let that one go.
No, I don't think. I think the beauty of this is like everybody watching you climb up on a step stool. The only thing that was missing was you falling onto the tree and the whole thing falling.
My son wants he likes the colored lights. You know, all the multiple different colored lights.
The kids do.
My wife's like the white light guy.
No, yeah, the most. Yeah.
So we got it. She throws them like a bone, and then like in the back of our yard, like the back property, she like lights up one tree with like the bulbs. Like nobody could see it. He's got to look out the back door. I'm like, can you throw him a bone and just do one bush in the front yard?
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Just
base.
One bush in the front yard. Just give
backyard.
Him some multiple lights.
I have a confession to make.
Go for it.
I actually hired somebody to put the lights outside of my house. I did. No. You know, it was
my
the best investment.
With that.
It was the best investment I've ever made because when I put the lights up, it looks like crap.
Wait, do you like border your house with these
no,
lights?
No. Just the trees.
Because I got neighbors
front.
That like jumped into this. This one guy hit the. I tell you what, man, he hit it because he went one house did it, and next thing you know, like boom, next thing like 7-8 houses, it outlines their whole house.
It's this unspoken competition.
Yeah.
Nobody will really.
No,
say,
everyone
I'm
does
trying
it.
To outdo
so you.
You
outline the
is.
House, and then when Christmas is over, they come take it down. And they store the lights all winter, and then they come back and they put
it's
them
great,
up. The phone.
It's a great business. They're usually landscapers who like moonlight. You know, during the winter as like Christmas tree decorators, right? That's what they do. Why does it say Christmas tree issues? I thought it said Christian's tree issues. I was like,
well, let's go to Christian's tree issues. Let's go to CJ, New Hampshire. No, CJ, what's the problem? Maybe we can help you out.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
You got a baby Yoda on top of your Christmas tree?
I do, yes.
Sacrilegious, right?
Yes, we got it up in North Conway. I pulled it out this weekend. We went to this little Christmas shop, and my kids saw it and fell in love with it. What am I going to do? I'm a good dad. You don't like it?
You still there?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we're here. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah. So I got a Captain America shield on top of mine.
That's awesome.
A real Christmas tree, though. Real Christmas tree. I tried getting the whole cans on top this year, but the wife said no.
Okay. All right. So you're all set with your tree? All right, good.
Yeah, we got a black lab this year.
All right, CJ, listen, thanks.
I have no idea.
Thanks for including us.
No good Italian would ever have a, it's false idols. Like, you are promoting false idols. You're Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Good Catholic Italian boy?
Yeah.
Wear the cross around your neck and everything, huh?
Yeah, I do.
And you got a baby Yoda.
Yes, I
up
do.
Up on your tree.
Yes, I do.
False idol. That's terrible. It's not the Star of David.
So your kid's sitting there and he wants Yoda on the tree.
I say no.
Tears are coming down.
When
dad, if
I would say
dad,
suffer.
It's a small sacrifice.
You really feel good about putting that fake
sacrifice.
Yoda on there?
You've
got a fake. You got a Yoda with Santa's coat.
He's dressed as Santa.
It's terrible.
Man, why is it terrible? What do you got on top of your tree?
A Labrador Retriever.
Oh,
no, I don't.
Much
I have
better.
A star.
Do you feed
I have
it?
A star. I have a star. That's what goes on the top. Listen, it's become vogue to kind of put whatever you want on the top of your tree.
What's wrong with that?
It's because a star goes on the top of your tree. That's what goes on top of your tree. Like, if you just want to just, like, act like you're into Christmas, okay, then you want to just put whatever you want
this
on top
the
of the tree.
Guy
you
that
need
thinks,
to put a star goes on the top of the tree.
It's the same guy
not
that
a
wants
Yoda.
A ham on Thanksgiving instead of turkey. The same guy. You know, tradition.
And the same guy that takes
their
food home.
The same guy that takes food home from people.
The same guy that pays other people to put up the Christmas
lights. If you're putting something other than a star on the top of your tree, you're really not celebrating Christmas the right way.
I'm going to go home.
Christmas fan.
I'm going to zoom in, take a big picture of my freaking baby Yoda in Santa's outfit, and I'm going to send it to you. Nice little picture. I'll put that up.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I would feel, as a good Catholic
Yoda.
Boy, I would feel really ashamed of putting something like a fake, like a baby Yoda on the top of my Christmas tree that is celebrating Christ's birth.
Are you like 1/16th of every religion too?
No, I'm 100% Catholic. I'm 100% Catholic when I decide to go, even though I haven't been to church on Christmas in like 20 years.
Do you have a Polar Express train?
No.
I got one of those too.
I don't have any of that stuff.
That got me up in North Conway as well a few years back. Santa's Village, the whole thing. Oh, Jesus. All right, I don't even know what we were trying to do. No, we were doing something.
I'm still trying to figure out what the song, the
I loved it
because
we came back from break. He goes, give me 1 second to just say one thing. Next thing you know, we're just sort of moving on.
Well, no, we got something out of this.
What did we get?
Well, we do have some breaking news. It is now official. Kyle Duggar is officially tested positive for COVID, he's on the list.
Who's a close contact?
Nobody as of now, which is good news.
All right, so we're back to the whole 2 tests within 24 hours, negative test. Can he play Sunday?
Oh, it's on Monday.
Monday.
Is that
enough
time? I don't even know. Tyler, do the math.
So now we have close contacts. We'll look out for close contacts. I think we would have known that by now, wouldn't we?
And Quentin Nordin has been released.
Who's that?
Don't call him Quentin.
Close contact.
Who's that?
Quentin Nordin, the kicker.
Oh, for the Patriots?
Yeah, he's been released.
Oh, I thought he played for the Revolution.
Yeah, remember that guy? Quentin Nordin, speaking of the Revs.
How about the Revs?
We should touch on the Revs
man.
As well.
Can we just like, let's do this.
All right.
What do you want to do? Because I just want to keep you happy.
We got a lot I want to get to. I want to get to Jimmy G, where Mike Tannenbaum ranks him. We got Jimmy Garoppolo comparison.
Would you want to hear Bill Belichick talk about God in cleats?
Oh, I'd love that.
Because I guess Buffalo has him.
We'll find out who God in cleats is. We'll do it next on Maloney and Foley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.